Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, we learn about the halachas of a chatzitza. There's machlokas between Rava and Rabba, whether or not there's a chatzitza issue when it comes to holding the lulav. And what comes out is there seems to be an issue of a chatzitza, even b'miktsasa, even if you're partially holding the lulav, and part of it, lulav, is covered, it would be a problem of a chatzitza. That's what the Kapos Tamarim proves from Tosa's understanding of the sugya. If there's even part of something, a lulav, blocking your hand to a lulav, there would be a problem. So the Kapos Tamarim asks on the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Sefer Aguda. The Sefer Aguda, the Divrei Aguda, writes that one need not remove the rings or tefillin when shaking the lulav because it's not a chatzitza. Kapos Tamarim says, how could that be? It's clear from Tosos here that there is a problem of even a chatzitza b'miktsas, even a partial chatzitza. So what the Magen Avraham writes there in the Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph Sif Katan Yud Ches, he explains, the Agudah says, if the hand is entirely covered, that's a chatzitza. And if the lulav is entirely covered, or even partially covered, that's also a chatzitza. But if the hand is only partially covered, that's not consider a chatzitza, that becomes batel to the hand. And for that reason, says the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to keep the rings on, and you're allowed to wear tefillin as well when shaking the lulav. So how do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So the Rama writes in Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph, in Siv Vav, he says, v'nogu l'hachmir l'hasir ha-tefillin, the practice is to remove the tefillin, v'tabalos miyadam, and any rings one might be wearing, aval midina ein lachush hol v'ein kayad mechusa behen. But the truth is, says the Rama, it's a unnecessary chumrah, because since the ring is only attached to part of the finger, and the tefillin is only a part of the fingers in the hand, it's not considered a chatzitza, and therefore be entirely acceptable. It's a chumrah, but it's just the practice to be machmir. The Mishabura there writes in Sif Katan Lamed Vav, he says, Kama achronim kasu daf midina yesh hakbada al zeh mishum chatzitza. He quotes many achronim, and the Shaar Tzion tells us, he's quoting from the Bach and the Taz and the Gra, that this is not simply a chumrah, there's actually a halacha, medina, it's a problem of a chatzitza. Af she'en kol yad mechusa ben, even if the hand's not entirely covered, it still is considered a chatzitza. V'alken, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, that imnato v'ot shelo heisir tefillin min yadav o hatabalos. Let's say a person shook the dal minim, and he had not removed the tefillin, or he had not removed, or she had not removed the rings, yachzer v'yilenu below bracha, they should repeat it again, but not say bracha because it's a suffix in the bracha, suffix, bracha's lahakel, but they should reshake the lulav, take the lulav yet a second time, because of those poskim who say that there is a problem wearing tefillin and wearing rings.